What is going on, guys? Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Snaps and Golf Claps. I'm so happy to have each and every one of you here. If you are a returning listener, welcome back. Thank you guys so much for continuing to support this podcast. If you're new here, welcome for the first time. So happy to have you here, and I hope that you stick around and become a part of the community. For both listeners, if you haven't yet, do me a favor, leave a rating and a review on whatever audio streaming platform you listen to this podcast on. It is greatly appreciated and goes a really long way. I appreciate each and every one of you for supporting the podcast, and leaving those rating and reviews mean a lot and do a lot for the podcast. It helps with the visibility of this show and it helps other people find it. And it's been working, so thank you. I really do appreciate each and every one of you, and I'm extremely grateful for you guys. How are you guys doing? How's your week been? I have a question that I want you guys to ponder on as this episode goes on. And this has been something that I've personally been thinking a lot about. And this book that I am currently working through has been very revealing in a lot of ways, or at least thought-provoking in a lot of ways. The question is, in your opinion, what is the right way to live your life? It's such a loaded question because there is no right way, at least that I know of. We were taught from a young age that there is a right way, that you have to take certain steps, move a certain way, do certain things in a certain order in order to live life as we know it. And I'm currently experiencing certain things in life, and it's really been eye-opening regarding what the meaning of life is, the true meaning of life, at least from the way I can understand it. It's not as easy as we think, but it's simpler than we think. The past couple weeks, I've been talking a lot about purpose and being present and what that all means to me. And I've been bringing you guys along on this journey. The more I think about it, it reveals itself to me that life is very simple. It's taking every day in and living it to its fullest, no matter what. And what does it mean to live life to its fullest? That's another question. Because there are days that I sit here and I feel like I'm not doing enough. But is the mere act of just sitting here and thinking about life not enough? I don't know. These are all questions I think about. And that's kind of where my head's been at, where it's like, maybe I am doing enough. This is what I'm meant to do. This idea that I should know what's next and be doing, always be doing something and always be engaged in something might be the issue. So, like I said, been working through this book, and I wanted to read you guys a couple excerpts, and I wanted to almost do like a live react or thought process of it. This is from the book that I highly recommend. I'm really into Stoic philosophy. I think Stoic philosophy is a beautiful way to look at life because it focuses on controlling the things that you can control and releasing what you can't and being painfully present in every moment. And I say painfully present because there are moments where we just want to shut down and shut off. And those are the moments that need us the most. Those are the moments that we need to be the most present in to understand what life is. We can't run away from life, and the only thing in life that's guaranteed is our mortality. And so I think Stoic philosophy really helps you get comfortable with that, not to be morbid, but just so you can truly understand the value and the beauty of what life is. I always say this whenever I speak about Stoic philosophy is I discovered Stoic philosophy about 5 years ago, and it changed my life. I was going through a time, and it was very revealing and eye-opening in everything that I needed in that time, because I realized that the things that we stress ourselves out about, the things that we are so consumed about on a day-to-day basis don't actually matter. It doesn't actually matter. And it's not coming from a place of being dismissive about things or dismissive about people or events that happen around you, but it's just more so coming from a place of, why would you stress yourself out about something outside of you? Why not take a second, evaluate the situation? Does this elicit a reaction? Does that reaction change anything? No, then it does not elicit a reaction. It does not require your reaction. Focus on what you can change, release what you can't. And Just having that be a motto of life really changes your perspective on a lot of things, and you realize that things that we stress ourselves over don't actually matter or require us to be stressed about it. So I love Stoic philosophy. I think it gives a good insight about life and really helps us be better people to ourselves, which in turn helps us be better people to those around us. It's helped me with how I present myself. It's helped me with my discipline. It's helped me with a lot of things. And I'm extremely grateful to have crossed paths with Stoic philosophy. So, without further ado, I want to read you guys an excerpt from Seneca's On the Shortness of Life. I am always surprised to see some people demanding the time of others and meeting a most obliging response. Both sides have in view the reason for which the time is asked, and neither regards the time itself, as if nothing there is being asked for and nothing given. They are trifling with life's most precious commodity, being deceived because it is an intangible thing, not open to inspection, and therefore reckoned very cheap. In fact, almost without any value. I'm going to stop right there. That part really got to me because we often sit here and have people around us always pulling us in every which direction, and they want our time and they want our energy and they want us to focus on this thing and that thing with no regard of the true value of time. And I don't know why we don't value time as much as we need to, as much as we should. It's the one thing in our life that is a non-renewable resource. We can't get it back once it's gone. And a lot of us don't realize the finite nature of time until it's too late. All right, let me keep going. People are delighted to accept pensions and gratuities for which they hire out their labor or their support or their services, but nobody works out the value of time. Men use it lavishly as if it costs nothing. But if death threatens these same people, you will see them praying to their doctors. If they are in fear of capital punishment, you will see them prepared to spend their all to stay alive. I'm gonna keep going. So inconsistent are they in their feelings, but if each of us could have the tally of his future years set before him, as we can of our past years, how alarmed would be those who saw only a few years ahead, and how carefully would they use them? And yet it is easy to organize an amount, however small, which is assured. We have to be more careful in preserving what will cease at an unknown point. Imagine if you were to see when everything was set to end. Would you live your life differently? I would. The mystery of life is that we don't know when our last day could be. So why don't we live life as if every day could be our last? How different would our life be if we lived life that way? What would we do? Would we try different things? Would we take more risks? Would we be more present? Would we enjoy the little things more? Those moments that seem so mundane, would you bask in those more? Would you take those in? If you knew it was your last moment, how full would you feel? How present would you ensure that you were? Why don't we live life like that? Why don't we value those little things? Why don't we take in those moments with our loved ones? Stop everything we're doing, put the phone down, just be present, tell people how you feel about them, tell people you love them, you care about them. Express yourself to people, do the things that you enjoy, do the things that bring you joy. Those first few sips of coffee, enjoy them. We are so comfortable with thinking that we know what's next. And we don't. We don't know anything. All we know is that this moment that we have here is guaranteed. The next isn't. I'm going to read a little bit more. But you are not to think that these people do not know how precious time is. They commonly say to those they are particularly fond of that they are ready to give them some of their years. And they do give them without being aware of it. But the gift is that they themselves lose without adding anything to others. But what they actually do not know is whether they are losing, thus they can bear the loss of what they do not know has gone. No one will bring back the years. No one will restore you to yourself. Life will follow the path it began to take. and will neither reverse nor check its course. It will cause no commotion to remind you of its swiftness, but glide on quietly. It will not lengthen itself for a king's command or people's favor. As it started out on its first day, so it will run on, nowhere pausing or turning aside. What will be the outcome? You have been preoccupied while life hastens on. Meanwhile, death will arrive, and you will have no choice in making yourself available for that. I'm gonna read that last line again. Meanwhile, death will arrive, and you will have no choice in making yourself available for that. Death gonna be knocking at your door. You can't say no, not today. I haven't done everything yet. I haven't done everything I wanted to do yet. Hello, that's not your choice. It's not up to you. There are two things in this life that are guaranteed: the day you're born and the day you die. Everything else is up to chance. So why do we live as if we can just turn death away whenever we want? We can just turn misfortune away whenever we want. We cannot. That is guaranteed. Our last day is guaranteed. Our first day is guaranteed. Everything in between is up to us. We need to live as if we know this. If you're okay with wasting away, not doing the things that you want to do in life, waiting for the perfect moment, fine. If that's what brings you joy truly, fine. You may not be being honest with yourself, if that is the case, in my opinion. I don't know what brings people joy. I know that I'm discovering what brings me joy, but that takes active work on a daily basis. So I'm going to read a little bit more, and then I'll close this out. Please just know these are not my words. Can anything be more idiotic than certain people who boast of their foresight? They keep themselves officially preoccupied in order to improve their lives. They spend their lives in organizing their lives. They direct their purposes with an eye to the distant future. But putting things off is the biggest waste of life. I'm gonna run that one back. They direct their purposes with an eye to a distant future. But putting things off is the biggest waste of life. It snatches away each day as it comes and denies us the present by promising the future. The greatest obstacle to living is expectancy, which hangs upon tomorrow and loses today. You are arranging what lies in fortune's control and abandoning what lies in yours. What are you looking at? To what goal are you straining? The whole future lies in uncertainty. Live immediately. He said, what are y'all doing? Talking about tomorrow this, tomorrow that. Tomorrow? What you mean tomorrow? There is no tomorrow. Tomorrow does not exist. The future does not exist. How dare you plan for a future when you have this beautiful present moment staring at you right now? You can do so much with it. And you're focused on what I'm going to do tomorrow, what I wish for tomorrow, in a realistic sense, right? That doesn't mean don't plan for a future, but not by neglecting your present. I think it's beautiful to dream. I'm a big dreamer. I have the imagination of a small child. I love to dream. I love to see things. I love the vividness of what the future could be. But I'm learning more and more every day that it cannot come at the expense of my present moment. That same love and joy and admiration that I have for my future and my dreams needs to be the same love and awe and joy that I have for my present moment, for this very moment, for every sip of water, for every interaction, for every moment. How different would you approach life if you knew this could be your last moment? So I will end it here, but I leave you guys with this. Whatever you guys do today, be present and understand that this moment deserves all of you more than any other moment, because this is the only moment you know that is certain. So give it your all. Be present. Don't think about tomorrow. Think about right now. What can you do right now to make yourself feel those feelings that you yearn for in the future? Think about that. How can I feel those feelings? This is something I need to work on myself, and I actively work on it on a daily basis. I'm not perfect, but that is the pursuit of life itself. The constant pursuit of being better, whatever better looks like for you. But for me, it's how do I better enjoy this moment right now? I love the things that I do. I love the people around me. I love the things that, the little moments. I love my mundane moments. I love my routine. I love all the things that I do. And I am as present as humanly possible when I remember to be. But that is part of it. That is part of the process. And I'm learning. And I can only hope that one day, if it is so granted, that I get to be only focused on what I have in front of me, my present moment, and not what could be. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Let me know if you guys like the excerpt reading. I like to share what I'm reading. I think it's offers good insight, and what fun is it to keep it to myself? I love having discussions and conversations about it, so please, if you do enjoy it, let me know. I'll maybe do more of these, or maybe even do episodes completely dedicated to reading and live reacting what I'm reading, if you guys would enjoy that. I love the feedback. I appreciate each and every one of you. And as always, be a little better every day. Thank you, guys.